Now, a County Wexford man must pay the broadcaster Sky nearly €500,000 after he decided not to defend a civil case against him for his operation of a so-called dodgy box streaming service. Fiacra Gallagher of the Irish Times is following this case and he joins us now. Fiacra, this is a man called David Dunbar from Manor Crescent, Roxburgh Manor in County Wexford. Why was he in court? What has Sky said that he had been doing?
Hi, Audrey. Yeah, so these proceedings were initiated earlier this year after investigations carried out by a Sky anti-piracy team. And in its case, Sky alleged that David Dunbar was a top-level copyright infringer who'd been running, as you say, a so-called dodgy box streaming service since about 2018, and in the process providing thousands of people with access to its copyrighted broadcast material.
And go ahead.
And yesterday in the High Court, we heard that Mr. Dunbar was opting not to defend the case that, that Sky had brought and was consenting to various reliefs that Sky were looking for.
Is it known how much money he made from the process, the operation?
So in an affidavit that was earlier opened to the court, Sky had estimated that Mr. Dunbar was possibly earning up to €450,000 a year from operating the streaming service.
And how many years did they say he'd been doing that, Fiacra?
Again, they said in their case that he'd been operating the service since about 2018, so 7 years since he was...
So he's facing a huge financial penalty now and a restraining order on ever using the technology again.
That's right. The judge, Mr. Justice Mark Sanfi, granted orders to Sky yesterday, the release that they sought, including, as you say, €480,000 in damages and various permanent injunctions, including one restraining him from ever operating any kind of other dodgy box-like service.
Is the case over now? Will there be criminal charges levelled against him?
So it's not quite over. This did come up yesterday. The judge queried about a criminal investigation. A barrister for Sky said that he didn't believe Mr. Dunbar's case had been passed on to the Gardaí. Mm-hmm. There is one other thing to tie up in the case. Mr. Dunbar has acknowledged that he breached various court orders that had been earlier granted to Sky, mainly relating to Sky's efforts to gather and preserve evidence of Mr. Dunbar's copyright infringement.
Okay.
And the judge will rule on that next month.
Fiacra, thank you very much. Fiacra Gallagher there of the Irish Times. It's a minute to nine.